Fortune 500 companies are calling for a major upgrade to the country's energy transmission lines. According to the Wind Energy Foundation, large corporations are willing to purchase 60 gigawatts of renewable energy by 2025. That's about 110 conventional power plants. John Kostiak with the foundation says with the current speed corporations are pursuing renewable energy, the demand outpaces what the country's current transmission lines can offer.
We have the ability with today's technology to build a truly national grid where we can reach wind and solar resources wherever they are in the country and deliver them anywhere else in the country. But it does require updating and modernizing our infrastructure.
The demand for renewable energy is on the rise because consumers want cleaner energy, but transmission developers say upgrading the infrastructure is not an easy task. And reliability is still a challenge when it comes to delivering wind and solar. Utah is one of the seven states with the best potential for solar power, along with Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Texas. Rob Threlkeld, the global manager of renewable energy at General Motors, says they've recently announced their Texas, Ohio, and Indiana facilities will be powered by 100% renewables coming from off-site wind.
We really are looking at price stability, you know, as we look at our long-term planning for our manufacturing footprint. And doing so, you know, there's going to be a point where we need, you know, additional transmission to really drive the efficiencies that bringing additional renewables to the grid, you know, allow when you look at cost and price stability.
Kostiak says only a few major transmission lines are moving in the right direction for the demand of renewable energy. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.